This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. Instagram and Pride Book and WhatsApp, if you didn't know this, are all owned by this monstrosity called Meta. This is Mark Zuckerberg's social media empire. We did a story a couple of months ago, earlier in the summer, or late in the spring of this year. The Wall Street Journal did an editorial, and they did an actual investigative report. They actually got people to download Instagram on their phones, and reporters, or quote reporters, close quote, and to use the app, and to search for certain things. And then to see if the app responded by having its algorithm change, and then what would it display? Because if you go on Instagram, you're going to get bombarded by ads. You know, as you start swiping through people's Instagrams and their pictures and stuff, every third, fourth, whatever the rotation is, you know, an ad's going to pop up. Well, you might even be viewing someone's video or whatever, and in the middle of it, an ad's going to pop up, and it's going to say, oh, no, you want to do this, you want to buy this, and this will make you happy. Well, the ads are placed, we now know, by a very sophisticated, very diabolical, or the people that program it are very diabolical, algorithm. Now, Meta is going to try, and I'm going to tell you this is what's going to happen. They're going to try to say that this is AI doing this. But as William Briggs keeps pointing out, AI can only do what the evil bastards that program AI tell it to do. The programmers give the instruction set to the artificial intelligence, and it does what it's told. Justin was telling me yesterday, he asked me if I had played around with Adobe's AI graphic engine, which I have not. I know people that have. And he said, you ought to fiddle around with it for a little while. And just imagine something that, you know, you don't feel like drawing, but you think might be pretty cool. And then ask the AI to draw it. And I said, why? He goes, because it's not what people are making it out to be. Because they're only showing you the final rendered products of someone that sat there probably for days changing the parameters of what the AI is told to draw. You have to be specific. I mean specific down to down to hair color and eye color and expression. I mean, you have to literally, you might as well draw the damn thing because, I guess if someone's not living or they're a fictional character, then it would make it a little bit more difficult. But you have to literally, he said, you know, he gave it a simple task. I can't remember what he was telling it to draw. And he goes, and I went back and looked at what I told it to do, and it pretty much drew that. I just wasn't thinking that I had to give that much more detail. Well, Instagram Meta is going to say that, oh, no, this is the glitch in the AI. The AI is generating this when people start calling them on this. Now, second report in 6 months that shows, you know, this is according to the Wall Street Journal yesterday, Instagram's algorithm, I'm reading you the headline now. It's in the newsletter today that has the secret phrase, code word of the day for the Merry Manly Christmas contest. Instagram's, this story right here, Instagram's algorithm delivers toxic video mix to adults who follow children. Content served to WSJ test account. Content served to WSJ test accounts included risque footage of kids overtly sexual adult videos and ads from major brands. Now, I just read the pyramid of this, and I go, now, wait a minute. Why is there risque footage of children on Instagram for me to see?
To begin with.
Why is that there to begin with? You know, if you're publishing photographs or videos of you bathing your naked infants, dude, folks, don't do that. Do not do that. What planet were you born? Who raised you? It doesn't matter how innocent you think the video is. Some pervert, or as Freddie named my dad would say, some prevert's going to get a hold of it. Some prevert's going to get a hold of it, and they're going to turn it into something that it's not what you wanted it to be. I'm telling you, we're going to carry this conversation if we live long enough in the next year here. Social media has hit its nadir. It is at its nadir. It is going to start falling like a stone because God knows how many lives it's already ruining, how many hundreds of millions, if not billions of lives it's influencing for the worse. It's going to get worse, especially as they keep introducing this AI. You have to understand, Maggie said something on our show prep today. She was talking about, we were talking about what the Biden regime is going to reveal in the White House decorations this year. Did you know? You can't make this stuff up. Did you know that on the mantelpiece, which is one of the signature pieces in Melania Trump's, it was there, and Big Mike Obama's, and Mr. and Mr. Obama's White House, it was there. The mantelpiece has the stockings hung on it. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in the hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there, right? Well, in previous years, the Bidens had hanged. Yes, I caught my grammar mistake. The Bidens had hanged stockings in honor of the grandchildren. And I don't know how many there are, what their names are, or whatever. But this year, the grandchildren have gotten the axe. Wonderful family, the Bidens. We're all very fond of them. What have they gotten the axe in favor of? Who took the Bidens' grandchildren's place? Dogs. Family pets. One of them, a rabid a-hole that is a serial Secret Service agent attacker. Now, why do they do this? You can't make this stuff up. You know why they're doing it? Because they don't want to have to admit. They don't want to have a stocking hanging on their precious little fireplace for crackhead baby boy Hunter's illegitimate love child. Because if they don't put that kid's stocking up, then the press is going to go, hey, we counted the stockings. You're missing one. But this is the equivalent of the Bidens basically going like, we don't give a crap about family. We certainly don't care about these sniveling brats that are called grandchildren. We are worried about re-election. We are worried about holding on to power and ruining more tens of millions of Americans' lives. Now, there's another small component to this, or a major component to this, that will not be visible to most of your eyes, which is why the professionals here, don't worry, we got this on lockdown. Who would come up with an idea like this? Who? Certainly not a 40 or 50-something that's been around the block a couple times. Then we go like, hey, that's just stupid, dude. That's even worse. Putting the missing grandkid up. Putting the dogs up? The cats? The animals?
Over the children?
What's that?
I said over the children?
Yeah, over the children? Picking the animals over the children? That's not a good idea. Don't do that. So whose idea? The same person that made the decision, or the same ilk that made the decision to put the custom-made Dylan Mulvaney drag queen Bud Light beer can in that wacko's hands and have it pose for photographs. Oh, look at my like new Bud Light can. I'm so stoked. I'm like a spokesperson now for Bud Light. Look, we're all going Bud Light and tranny and stuff. It's these 30-somethings. This is the product now. These people are running the world. This is the product now of that broken, atheistic, nihilistic, at war with all tradition, education system, and the decadent parents that let it happen. This is their moment. They are responsible for this. They are responsible for Dylan Mulvaney. They're responsible for the wokeness everywhere. They're responsible for what's happening to Disney. They are driving this ship, and they don't care. You know, so you see, folks, to them, it's just the score is pesky hetero humans, nothing. Woke demon tards, 1,000. That's what all this is about. And by the way, they like throw free money at us and stuff. And it's so like much of it. This place called Wall Street just going to keep throwing it at us. Well, that's all going to come to a crashing halt. Here's a quick news flash for you. 1 year ago today, Disney was trading at $203 a share, approximately. $203 a share. You know what it traded at yesterday? 97. That means that the Walt Disney Corporation, in waging war upon you and me and our children and grandchildren and all the rest of the people that used to go like, oh, it's a Disney movie. It's okay. Well, Disney, of course, I have been aware and awake of Disney for over a decade now. That means that the Walt Disney Corporation has lost one half of its inflated market value in less than a year. When it decided that, oh no, we're not getting rid of that person, we're going all in, throw all the chips in, we're going all in, all woke, all the time. We're going all rainbow, we're going all tranny, we're going to put beards on Snow White, we're going to put a black chick in place of little of Ariel, the Little Mermaid, we're going to have homosexuals in our films, we're going to destroy the lovable Buzz Lightyear. We're going to do all this on the altar of Brie Larson and our cast of the greatest actors and directors and what have lesbians too in the history of the world. And it has produced, they have halved the value of the Walt Disney Corporation. I hope it goes down to half of what the half is. Because this juggernaut is still being run, or this former juggernaut is still being run by these same lunatics. Have we reached peak woke porn pedo? We want your kids and we're not going to take no for an answer outrage. Maybe. Who knows?